This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2149. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave, between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 28th, Algeria, Andorra, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Europe, France, India, Japan, Korea South, Latvia, Madagascar, Mexico, Myanmar, North America, Palau, Russia, Spain, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The big news this week is that Algeria has finally started broadcasting, or at least testing, from one or both of its own new shortwave transmitter sites. They've been registering schedules for this season after season, year after year, with HFCC. Apparently, the project began at least a sesquidecade ago, but they've never been able to get them on the air until now. First notice, July 22nd at 23:45, is in Unidian Arabic by Jorge Freitas in Brazil on 15340. Much more monitoring followed into the night and the next days in the World of Radio IO group. Some other frequencies were soon discovered, 17600 and 15100 kilohertz. Now, not all of these are in the registered schedules, or at least not at the times they were supposedly going to be used. And we're not positive which of the sites are actually being used. In fact, if there's only one of them or both of them. One of them is called Beshar, and the other one is Wurgla, O-R-U-G-L-A. Meanwhile, the relays of Algerian programming via transmitters in Issoudun, France, have continued. I suppose the objective, ultimately, is to no longer need any relays via France. Here are the frequencies as registered, but as I say, they may not all be accurate, and there's no point in giving the times plan since they're obviously not adhering to them, at least during the initial test phase. The Wurgla site, 7430, 15340, 15700, 17550, 9835, and 13600. Beshar, 9750, 7205, 9750 again, 15680, 17600, 21500, and 15250. Most of the programming has been in Arabic, but not always the same network as relayed via France at the same time. These are 300 kilowatt Ampagon transmitters. Dave Kenny in the British DX Club says the Télédiffusion d'Algérie Facebook page reported 21 July that technicians at Barkawi near Wurgla were preparing for the launch of the new shortwave center there. These shortwave sites apparently are where there are already longwave transmitters, so the programming may or may not be parallel to 153 or 198 kilohertz. Ivo Ivanov Bulgaria reports another frequency, 21450 in Arabic, at 17 UT, July 22nd, probably another one from Algeria. Wolfgang Buschel says the curtain antenna at Beshar is aimed 131 degrees, while the one at Wurgla is 210 degrees. Ivo Ivanov says on July 25th until 0500, it was heard on 7200 instead of registered 7205. Ivo Ivanov continued to monitor a lot of these, at least through July 25th and 26th. And Kai Ludwig in Germany comments, one transmitter suffers from a squeal and somewhat low modulation. Probably stays on 15340, but not only between 07 and 11 UT as originally planned. Christian Milling says the next two programs from the archives of Radio Andorra are ready to broadcast on the first Saturdays of August and September, rolling some 43-year-old cassettes. On August 6th, the French chansonnier Royce Barrier will do the programming for 1 hour on what would have been his 90th birthday. At least it is sometime this year, a program from the Carte Blanche series recorded in summer 1979. The schedule via Austria, 17 to 18 UT, on 6180 toward Europe, beamed west, and 22 to 23 on 13730 towards North America, beamed 295 degrees. And the next one will be on September 3rd. More about that later.
Christian Milling says, since last year I'm trying to restore some of the old cassettes and bring them back to hi-fi quality for the enjoyment of radio fans, a matter of heart, no commercial activity, and to help cover the costs he has a GoFundMe campaign. And he says all transmissions already broadcast are available online as well at AquiRadioAndorra.com. About the reactivated RNA Angola we reported last week on 4949.7, Manuel Menez in Spain was hearing it on July 19th. It says he could not hear it when he checked on July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, or 24th. But Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil says it was on the air again and heard July 25th and, for example, 26th at 0530 UT when he says it was a good signal, totally readable. About LRA 36 in Antarctica, this week's observations, no signal on Saturday, July 23rd, when I checked around 1518 to 1558, but it was heard on Wednesday, July 27th, from tune in at 1529 until cut off abruptly at 1601 via remotes in Brazil or Argentina. Gary Pence in Dallas has been able to hear the new low-power shortwave Australia on 4835 using remote receivers in the coast of California and got a reply from David Stewart, VK3ASE, the operator of Shortwave Australia. He says the idea is to cover southeast Australia around 500 kilometers around Bendigo, Victoria. Good coverage with small portable radios on built-in whips, such as in Melbourne, Adelaide, and southern NSW. I am using antennas set up for a NVIS shower service, that is, vertical, so it is not optimal for long-distance DX, although at times the signal may reach you. I'm only running 200 watts on 4835 and 100 on 2310. I may increase a bit, but power bills prohibit the use of more than a few hundred watts. The core time for transmission is 05 to 10 UT, but could be on at any time if conditions are good after 10 UT. I often stay on till much later. When ABC quit the Northern Territory shortwave service, I wanted to put something up and negotiated to get the frequencies transferred to me. The Shortwave Australia is not an official name, just something I made up. Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil, nominal 9665, keeps moving around a bit. July 26th at 0631, I found it had drifted downward to 9664.101. And then on July 27th, I could not hear it at all. China Non, Yves Ivanov says there's a new registered frequency in HFCC effective August 1st. In Chinese to East Asia, beamed 60 degrees from the UAE, at 11 to 12 UT on 21500, but we do not yet know what station that may be. I suspect it may be religious, if not, consider it clandestine. It seems that Cuba is sin vergüenza, allowing its Cuban spy numbers broadcast to get mixed up with Radio Havana Cuba. As noted by Ivo Ivanov, 6100 had the spy numbers instead of RHC until 11 UT on July 24th, and something similar on the 22nd. And Rick Barton in Arizona reports hearing RHC Spanish programming opening at 16 UT on 11435, which is supposed to be a number station frequency. Something's always wrong at RHC. On July 26, 26 de Julio, my annual salute to the revolution with my parody motto was reiterated, Patria o suerte pensaremos. I am still awaiting photographic evidence of this being scrawled on any public surface inside Cuba. Instead of patria o muerte venceremos, fatherland or death we shall overcome, I refer to the millions of Cubans who have or are considering fleeing the country. Fatherland or fortune, we'll think about it, as many have prospered in Florida, or at least attained freedom. As reported last week, the Europirate Free Radio Service Holland would be broadcasting Sundays, July 24th, 31st, and August 6th, between 19 and 21 UT. However, it seems the nominal frequencies, at least on that first date, were merely approximate. They moved around to avoid interference. Not 7700, but actually heard on 7715, says Manuel Mendes. Alan Pennington in the British DS Club measured 5810.27 and not 5800, which had another rock station. And then at 1930 measured on 7714.95, a as well as 6185.05. And by 2030, they'd switched again to 5790.2, the temporary marine weather broadcast for that mini Transat yacht race from France to the Azores and back at 15 to 1530 UT. I heard on July 25th on 13735 from the Issoudun site. The first half was in French, and then the announcer went into English at 1511, and after 1520 was mixing French and English. It seems to me a visual display, such as fax, would be more usable, but maybe the racing yachts don't have fancy receiving equipment. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, HFCC also lists a schedule of what they're called sailor DRM tests until 30 September as follows. Midnight to 1 UT on 6040, 0607, 6115, and 9740. 12 to 13 on 13730 and 15535. And 18 to 19 on 7305, 11915, and 15535. At his own remote receiver in Masset, BC, Walt Samanev reports strong reception of All India Radio's Mandarin broadcast on 15050 at 2353 July 23rd, an odd mix of pretty fluent-sounding Mandarin with Indian music. Walt also notes excellent reception from NHK Japan in English, so rare these days, direct from Yamata at 0530 to 0551, July 24th, about Russian occupation of the Japanese Kuril Islands since the end of World War II. This is actually the Russian language broadcast schedule Monday through Friday at 0530, but as with some other languages, they switch to English on weekends. What's the frequency, Glenneth? 11790. On Asilomar State Beach from Ron Howard, observations of the clandestines from South to North Korea as of July 27th monitoring. Echo of Hope, VOH, for the week of July 25th to 31st, 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095 kilohertz. And some good news about Voice of the People, several of their frequencies have not been jammed for over a week. These not jammed, 3480, 3910, and 3930. The others, 4450, 6520, and 6600. That was at 1318 UT, July 26th, but by 1520 they were off the air, at least from the lower four frequencies. Via PBS, Amanpour and Company, and probably also on CNN, I saw a report about an independent Russian news network given a new lease on life, an interview with the editor-in-chief of TV Rain, as in Water from the Sky, relaunched from Latvia after being forced out of Russia over its coverage of the war in Ukraine. You should be able to find that video online if you did not see my post of a direct link to it via MSN.com. It seems that World Christian Broadcasting, also known as Madagascar World Voice, is becoming reliable in off-frequenciness. July 27th at 2033, I heard Arabic wavering around 13709.949. At other hours before 18 UT, the same nominal frequency is occupied by Saudi Arabia, which is also skewed from the exact frequency. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 2149. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Voluntary financial support, always welcome via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Via International DX Digest and NRC DX News, Tim Hall reports about Mexico. Last August, the IFT released a list of 85 new AM allocations available for auction for commercial licensees, a mix of new allocations and potential replacements for former AM stations that have finished moving to FM, and even some that still exist, 580 XCFI, 830 XCLN, 1400 XCSH. Seemingly, these may be trying to leave AM if they can get someone else to take over their license. Of these, only 16 received bids and were granted construction permits. And then there's the list, which I won't go into detail, but the call letters have been assigned apparently sequentially, which is rather odd. All of these start with XECCA and then one more letter. Also, 13 new social licenses have been granted outside of this auction and appear as licensed stations in the July 2022 IFT station list. And all of these also have similar call signs starting with XECS and then two more letters starting with ABCDEFG. Also, he says in Monterrey, 600 XEMN and 630 XEFB remain silent. XEMN has been removed from the station list, but XEFB remains. In Tijuana, 800 XESPN and 1500 XEBG, as well as sibling station 1190 XEMBC in Mexicali, remain silent, but have not been removed from the July list, so the licenses are still active. Ron Hart in California reports on a Myanmar anomaly. The normal sequence is for 5985 to start about 1130 UT, give or take about 10 or 15 minutes. And then Myanmar radio on 9730 in parallel closes down any time between 1130 and 12. But that did not happen on July 24th, a very rare event. 5985 never came on the air past 1130, but instead 9730 was heard still broadcasting past 1435, but with strong interference from China in English from 12 to 14. But in the clear again after 1401 with a drama with dogs barking. Another Myanmar radio frequency, 5915, on July 24th, heard between 11:55 until off at 14 UT. After 12 UT, it seems to be religious, perhaps Christian, with preaching. On July 25th, Ivo Ivanov, listening via remote in Thailand, says Myanmar radio in English, very good on 9730, from 1530 to 1700 instead of 5985, however colliding with Vietnam in English and Russian, after 1600. Then on July 27th, Ivo says, 9730 from 1130 UT, but this time there is interference from KNLS Alaska in Chinese on the same frequency between 11 and 12. And more from Ron Howard on Wednesday, July 27th at 1318, 5915 had an English language lesson. And on July 28th, he heard 9730 from the earliest time ever, 0850 UT, about 3 hours before their sunset. July 27th at 0623, and again at 0722, I was hearing a weak pirate just slightly below 6920 AM. It gave IDs, but I could not make it out for sure, but judging from recent reports at HF Underground, it's probably Radio Pushka, which means rifle in Russian, an ethnic pirate presumably in Western North America, as had been reported on July 23rd. Someone in BC said this station has been going nonstop since July 7th. The Antichrist pirate in Western North America, station YHWH, continues to be widely heard almost every night on 7475 around 04 UT, and he's been announcing a postal address. Rick Barton in Arizona, who monitors him the most, got a reply in the mail from P.O. Box 134, Olancha, California, 93549. He said he would not be doing broadcast on his daytime frequencies for a while because of the heat and effects on his equipment. He likes 7475 when it is cooler at night. And because of gas prices, he's limiting to one broadcast per day, the transmitter and linear amp driven by a gasoline-powered generator. Also, he revealed that the vocalist on his theme song, Days of Hard Life, is his now ex-wife. Walt Salmaniv says it closed down. He's sometimes asking for two-way contacts, as if hams would operate on a pirate frequency, but no luck so far. In his letter to Rick Barton, Josiah Elias said he bicycles a couple of times a week into town to go to the P.O. Box in Olancha. It seems that the reactivated T8AA Palau on 1584 kHz stays on the air all night, but there have been no IDs. Now Tony Megan in NSW says, I spoke with someone there, suggests they put a voice ID around the top of the hour and maybe every 20 minutes, and they said they would be doing that. They're on automation overnight in parallel with their FM station, 87.9. Some items via Rusty X, telesputnik.ru, says the court of Tagansky District in Moscow found Google guilty of an administrative offense, violation of restriction of access to materials containing prohibited information, Interfax reports, namely false info about the course of a special military operation in Ukraine, discrediting the Russian armed forces. And a fine has been imposed of over 21.7 gigarubles. Now, that may sound like a lot, but since they're about 60 rubles per dollar, it's only 370 megadollars. I wonder what will happen if Google refuses to pay. Also, the American nonprofit organization Wikimedia has been fined for not removing illegal information, but that fine is only 5 megarubles. And MK.ru says the Russian Federation has created a list of unfriendly countries, 48 of them, but now they've added 5 more. The token English broadcast from Spain disappeared without notice or explanation or apology. It had been Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT on 17855 and the other 3 frequencies. But it was missing on Friday, July 22nd, and also the following Monday and Wednesday. We hope it's only temporary for maybe a summer vacation. Anyhow, at the same time, for almost an hour, there's a scheduled broadcast in English from the Voice of Turkey, one of few left on shortwave, on 9830 plus a few hertz. It's usually on the air, but not always, so we can still hear some English at that time, and even some German afterwards on occasion. The sleepy raiders at Emmerlair forget to turn off the transmitter, and we hear a bit of German after 2300 on the same frequency, such as July 27th. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlair. The following I heard about by listening to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, July 26, about 1940, via WRMI 15770. VOA has a website called polygraph.info for fact-checking, a resource for verifying the increasing volume of disinformation and misinfo being distributed and shared globally. That is www.polygraph.info. As of July 28th, checked at 1510 UT, the WBCQ superstation was off the air again, nothing to be heard on 9330. It's been coming and going, and when on has been somewhat off frequency. Typical of the classic transmitters like July 26th at 1456, measured on 9330.061. Alan Rowe informs us about Radio Carpathia, featuring music from Eastern Europe, notably Romania, Moldova, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Slovakia, and Serbia. It already debuted in July on Channel 292 Germany, but premieres in August on WRMI. UT Thursday, August 4th, at 0100 on 5850 and 7780, and then at 1300 on 15770, and also UT Sunday, August 7th at 01 on 5010. More at the website where it may be simulcast, radiocarpathia.caster.fm. Actually, it seems the Radio Carpathia broadcasts on WRMI are actually featured as an extra from Radio North Europe International. Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave says there are tests for European listeners Wednesdays during August on WRMI 15770 at 13 to 14 UT. On August 3rd, it includes 21 versions of the Yellow Rose of Texas, so it should be easy to identify, with multilingual IDs and SSTV images. On subsequent Wednesdays, encores of artist tribute programs, Willie Nelson, Buddy Holly, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Roy Orbison. Special EQ cells available for correct reception reports. WWCR may be running only 2 transmitters overnight on weekdays, but that does not mean they only broadcast 2 programs. July 28th at 0605 on 5935, I was not only hearing Dead Gene Scott, but some other identified program mixing in, a double audio feed. Furthermore, the other frequency, 4840, mainly the Overcomer Ministry, Brother Scare, Tombs, also had continuing crosstalk, a double audio feed from something else. Obviously, WWCR staff cannot even stand to listen to, let alone spot-check monitor, their own gospel and political hucksters. Same problem was also reported earlier by Jorge Freitas in Brazil at 0240 on 5890. And the same on 3215 until 0500, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. And Ron Howard also monitoring July 28th, 4840 from 0602 to 0831. A double audio feed the whole time whenever checked, Brother Scare, and the other one was the Power Hour program. Furthermore, Ron says, this same thing was happening July 6th, 4840 from 0705 to 0930 with a double audio feed. July 28th at 1508 for me, no signal from WGHR on 15555 USB. Come to think of it, I have not run across this memorial to another departed gospel huckster in quite some time, so I wonder if it's on the air at all anymore. When did anyone last log it? Note that it has never been anywhere near the licensed 50 kilowatt power. At an awkward distance from me, it may not propagate unless boosted by sporadic E. Bennett Cobb is now publishing experimental radio news, and subscriptions are free at www.experimentalradio.news. And from the latest edition, some of the experimental HF stations we are watching have been denied license renewal. These include 3DB Communications WI2XXG in Maple Park, Illinois, and Amberwell's WL2XAB in Naperville and Orland Park, Illinois. These and other HF stations of this type provide data links for private investors. FCC suggested that they should license instead as experimental broadcast stations, not experimental radio service. However, these do not meet the requirements for experimental broadcast licenses. However, County Information Services of Austin, Texas, applied to renew its license for HF station WH2XWU in Wanata, Indiana, authorized at 768 kilowatts ERP. The license had expired on August 1st. Rob Peebles in Ohio reports, it appears 1070 WFNI Indianapolis will beat the clock to get a signal on prior to the one-year anniversary of silence. That's August 3rd when it would be deleted. They've applied for a special temporary authorization for a TIS antenna on the rooftop of a building at 40 Monument Circle running 200 watts. All the info in an FCC public document. Mason Vi, VYE, in Alvinston, Ontario, advises me on July 23rd at 0530, I noticed a music station on 1110 kHz, identifying as Berkshire's Classic Hits, Whoopee FM. That would be WUPE, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which is supposed to sign off the air at night. He says I should be listening on 1110 to WBT Charlotte or KFAB Omaha. I enjoyed another large sporadic EFMDX opening to my car radio, Friday evening, July 22nd, or early UT July 23rd for almost 3 hours. Mainly from Montana, but also adjacent states as far as Washington and Alberta as well. You can read all about it in my, I hope, widely distributed log reports. It includes a few logs which, according to listings, have to be nothing more than 250-watt translators. Here's just one example, although not 100% certain. On 97.3 at midnight 19 UT, Hail Mary Full of Grace. Well, there is a Catholic radio station in Helena, Montana, KNEHLP, 100 watts, on 97.3. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC, geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on July 31st, August 3rd, 18th, and 19th, and G1 minor storming on August 17th. Then ANKNC's peak at 22 and 5. Solar flux rising slightly from 100 July 31st, to 130 peak on August 11th. World of Radio 2149 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.